We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. Dr. Michelle Eller is joining us by phone this morning, but before we get to her, we've got Crimson Jeffers and Ms. Carol Sprayberry in from Sylacauga City Schools and Sylacauga City Schools Foundation, respectfully. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
What are y'all going to be talking to me about today? Because Dr. Eller said, send these two lovely ladies over here to talk to Michael. Briefly tell me what's on your plate before we get to it.
We've got lots of December activities that we want to get you in the know of.
Okay. And Dr. And Ms. Sprayberry, you have Breakfast with Santa, right?
Our 11th one this coming Saturday.
That's going to be huge. Okay. So we've got a lot to break down, a lot to talk about. But first, before we get to them locally, Dr. Eller is somewhere else. We should do like Carmen Sandiego, like where in the world is Dr. Eller? Dr. Eller is joining us by phone. Dr. Eller, you told us just a few moments ago you are out of the state, out of the region. Where are you and why are you there?
So I'm currently in Washington, D.C. I actually fly out today. And I have been at the League of Innovative Schools Policy Summit.
And what... Tell us what the League of Innovative Schools Policy Summit is technically, and amongst whom are you with?
So the League of Innovative Schools, if you remember, we were inducted into this very elite league of really innovative superintendents back in September. We join 175 other school districts as part of this league, representing 35 states across the nation. And we are one of 8 districts from Alabama that are a part of this league.
That is incredible. And you're there with the likes of Dr. Lacey, right? With Talladega County Board of Education. So they've been doing this for a little while, and now you're joining the team. What's it like to be part of such great minds that think so much alike?
Well, one thing, it's just exciting to be at the table. But you know that if you want to get better at your craft, you should always surround yourself with others that have found ways to do it better. And so to me, that's the exciting part, is to be able to network with other superintendents, you know, across the nation who, one, may have some of the same struggles that we have, and two, have been able to find solutions that greatly benefited their district. And so that's really, first and foremost, why, you know, I wanted us to be a part of the league. I've seen just the transformation it's been able to do in Talladega County with Dr. Lacey and her team as part of the league for the past decade. But beyond that, the policy summit actually gives us an opportunity to really talk one-on-one with different policy advisors for different members of Congress who can really make a difference in some of the educational policy that's being handed down to us in our district.
Well, I know.
And so that's a great opportunity anytime that you can have those conversations and really have a positive impact on education.
I know that your board, your fellow peers, the teachers and the students are all championing your time in D.C. and cannot wait to listen to what you have to say about this next week when you come back in studio and just really break it all down for us, because this sounds like an incredible opportunity, not only just for you, but just for the entire school system in general.
Yes. I'm very fortunate, one, that we have a innovative school board that recognizes the need for us to be a part of entities such as this. And two, I have phenomenal building administrators and central office administrators who can really keep the ship rolling in my absence. And so I'm very grateful for those individuals and what they bring each and every day to our school system.
Dr. Michelle Eller, thank you so much for joining us via phone this morning on the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. We're going to let you go as we continue the conversation here with Crimson and Ms. Sprayberry. Have a safe trip today.
Thank you. And just note, I will be there Saturday for Breakfast with Santa.
Ah, perfect.
Along with my beautiful grandchildren.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Don't miss that opportunity.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Eller. Be careful.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. So, Dr. Eller, Ms. Sprayberry and Crimson, we've got so much more to talk about with Sylacauga City Schools. Let's save the best for last, though. Okay. Is that okay? Because that's a high note. That's a fun thing. Breakfast with Santa. We're just going to keep teasing it until we get there. Crimson, tell us what we can be expecting for all the great things happening in Sylacauga City Schools here for the month of December.
So I know that all the schools have been posting their dress-up days for this week. I think they're trying to get them through early so that way we can get through testing and everything else before we get ready for Christmas break. The Christmas parade is coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
And we just got big news from Coach Jones. The varsity boys basketball team is going to be the grand marshals of the Christmas parade.
That's awesome. That's
so exciting.
So that'll
be so exciting to see after their great season this past season, and as we move into basketball season, it's a good segue into basketball season.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so glad that that Coach Jones and the boys deserve that. They deserve that recognition so much. You being in your position, PR, communications, that type of thing, but you also being a former teacher, this time of year, like, the wheels are just falling off, right? There's no brakes. It's just like full steam ahead, right? It's like the Polar Express.
Yes.
How do you maintain some sort of order this time of year? I mean, is that even possible? I mean, kids are just like, they're checked out, I feel like.
Well,
already.
We got, a nice little break with Thanksgiving break. Our kids were at home all week. We did have the two e-learning days, but we had 3 days at home.
Yeah.
And I know I was ready to come back. Like, by Friday, I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I've just been at home forever. I'm ready to see all of our kids, all of our teachers.
Right.
I was ready to see all of my friends. So I was just glad to be back today. And I know that we've got a little over 2 weeks until Christmas, so we've still got a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah. Ms. Sprayberry, what are your memories from being in the classroom at this time of year?
Polar Express is a good expression for it.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Yeah.
This week especially for me is crunch time with another event. Our 5K, 10K run is a little over a month out, and here we're with our next one. So, but this is a fun.
Well, let's talk about it. This is the 11th annual Breakfast with Santa.
Yes,
it's happening on Saturday. Tell us all the details. What we need to know.
Okay. Well, just this morning I put out on Facebook a plug about it with a QR code that's on the flyer that you can access to register. Mm-hmm. We invite all of our children, pre-K through grade 5. From Indian Valley, Pinecrest, and all of our feeder daycare centers to come free of charge.
Yeah.
The adults who bring them are older children. It's $10 admission. So, and we do have a tap. We can only hold 190 people.
Yeah.
So each session will have 190 possible attendees, and then that link will be shut down for that particular session. The session times are 8 o'clock, 9:15, and 10:30.
All right.
And they'll come into the back door of the high school on Norton and enter, and then we'll check them in. They'll go straight into the cafeteria for breakfast with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And then after breakfast, we'll take them all into the auditorium for what we're calling a Santa experience. This is our third year to have Santa Claus in the auditorium with the jazz band and magic tricks and a photo opportunity with Santa Claus. So it's really become a family tradition for a lot of our children and their families.
That's awesome. And all the funds go towards the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation, which does what for those who don't know?
Well, our teachers write grants every year. Those grant applications will be going out via email in January, as soon as the teachers come back from Christmas break. We have a grant committee that reviews them. Last year we gave over $55,000 in grant money.
Really, that much? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
And we're hoping to do a little bit more than that this year. But it's, we encourage our teachers to think outside the box.
Yeah.
They get $1,000 instructional fee money, which doesn't go very far in today's economy.
Sure.
So any of those activities, manipulatives, tools of teaching trade that they need to enhance the learning of their students, they can write a grant.
That's awesome. Man, that's so exciting. And you mentioned the run. How did that go for you since we haven't checked in with you yet?
Amazing.
Great.
We had set a goal last year of $30,000, We almost reached it. This year we surpassed it.
That's incredible. So, yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's got to make you feel good in your position.
Yeah. And the most corporate sponsors we've ever had. So it was a great, great event.
That's awesome. That's incredible. Well, I know it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday. This is at the high school, and more information can be found on the SCS.
On our website.
On your website.
SCSFoundation.net.
Yes.
Or on Facebook. We have a Facebook page.
Perfect.
And I'm super excited because the magic tricks last year, Santa was great. I can't wait to see what he pulls out of his bag this year.
Santa's busy this time of year.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised I'm not surprised because, you can do anything. You walk into a room and Miss Sprayberry is like, yeah, we'll do whatever she needs.
Santa's answering the phone
Santa
saying,
says,
yes, Miss Sprayberry.
I will do whatever you need wherever we need to
Santa
be.
Santa gets on our calendar a year in advance.
Okay, well, that's good to know. We're so excited that he's going to be here, and you can find out all that information, like she said, on the website or on Facebook. Thanks so much for being here and pinch hitting for Dr. Eller in studio, of course. Glad we got to hear from her, and looking forward to seeing her next week. Hey, in case we don't see you, Merry Christmas, and yes. Go Aggies.
Merry Christmas, go Aggies.
Thank you.